NASCAR. And I won't bore you with all of the financial details of our life, mm-hmm. but suffice to say, after working my ass off for over 25 years in this stinking business, right. and having what is something that is unheard of in this business, a guaranteed contract,
right.
I think if I want to buy a car that costs less than the last car that I had, hell, if I want to buy a car that costs 10 times what my car, I could buy it.
I'm in agreement with you.
Right?
I'm not going to disagree.
So what I say to her then, she hangs up on me again, and I'm in the Best Buys thing.
You're not the only guy that's gone through this, through this battle. I think there are a lot of fights that are over cars. I really think that cars, mm-hmm. men and women, don't always see eye to eye on automobiles.
She really pissed me off, because I called her back, and I said, listen, all the name calling and everything else aside, and the fact that you know that it's not the money, because, you know, I said, Jesus Christ, I promise you're putting so much pressure on me. I will go get another job. I will go get a fourth job to make sure we got enough money. I said, if I come to you at this point, even if it's a midlife crisis, and I say, look, this makes me really happy. Mm-hmm. Why can't you just shut up and say, good, I'm glad you're happy.
And what did she say?
She didn't say anything. She hung up on me again.
Oh, my God.
Then I called her back the third time. And then she says, now she's picking up the phone going, what? And I said, listen, and I mean this, I don't begrudge my wife anything.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I let her buy anything that she wants. You think I wanted that piano? Do you think so, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think I want the Victrola that is in our living? Do you think I want the couch that I can never sit on? I don't begrudge her anything.
Sure.
So I said to her, listen, if you came to me and you wanted to buy something that I thought was stupid or a midlife crisis, but I knew it made you happy, mm-hmm. I would let you do it. And then there was silence, and I said, and you have bought things that I've considered stupid or dumb or you trying to act a different way, and I haven't said anything. Hello? Hello?
The pregnant pause, the terrible silence.
Hung up again, and then I realized I got no more money. I'm at a payphone, and I'm using quarters, and I've got no more money. And I don't have a car phone, because my car phone was in my old car, which I decided to get rid of.
Right. So am I correct in assuming that you're not just in the doghouse, that you maybe want to start furnishing your doghouse right now?
Yeah, and go figure. Over buying this car. Even if I do look like the world's biggest doofus, even if I do look like I'm having a midlife crisis, if it's me, so what? What do you care? Don't, as I said to her, don't ride in the car then.
It's your commuter car.
I love that car. I may have to sleep in that car now. I love that car.
It's a very cool car.
Thank you, Mike.
It is a very cool car.
Well, of course, all the guys like it here.
Yeah. You know, guys, a guy can't look at that car and not think it's a cool car.
That's cool. Now, maybe I'll get sick of it in 6 months, you know, and say the car is not me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But hey, you know, can I do that? Huh? Please?
Please. Please.
Is this my life?
Please let me do it.
Is this my life I'm living right now?
Well, you know, what's great is that there's somebody coming by today that'll be able to help you with that.
Oh, thank God she's coming by.
You're darn right, thank God. And thank you for saying that. I feel personally grateful that you said that. Thank God she is coming by.
She gives one good back rub, I'll tell you that. And sure I need it today. I am all tensed up.
Gives a good front rub, too.
Well, you would know.
I sure would.
I wouldn't know.
Baby.
You show off. Yes, today is the day that Aline Cunningham will join us for her final appearance of 1996 on the program.
She came into town last night.
She will be in today. She blew in last night, huh, Mike?
She sure did.
we'll have her here today and also tomorrow, radio's number one psychic. Mm. You can start sending those faxes in now, if you like, at 1-800-636-6410.
Include your phone number.
Are these calls for her? Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah.
Are these people who want to commiserate with me? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. WJFK.
Just look at yourself.
Why?
Those comically long legs, that blindingly shiny hair, those unruly breasts.
All right, I get the picture.
You and your radio are going on an adventure. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, back to your telephone calls now at 1-800-636-1067. And I love a jokester. I love somebody who calls the show and says something that we have to delete out.
Yes.
And so everybody knows that it's a big joke. Now everybody can call this guy.
Right.
Okay?
I'm the one telling you how it is.
Here's his phone number. 1-301-309-2246. He's a jokester.
Thanks for the call.
So call him up and tell him he's very funny.
Thank you very much.
at 1-301-309-2246. And yes, if you're hearing the show for the first time, that's how petty we are.
We're the pettiest show in America, along with being the stupidest.
Listen, I don't mind if you call and you're a jerk, you know, but if you call and we have to use the delay on you, well, then you deserve to hear from some of our fans.
That's right.
And now back to calls. Here we go. Here we go. You're on the air. Don and my show. Hello.
Hola, Don.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from Sacramento.
Yes.
And yes. And I have a friend who's going to a rodeo sponsored by ESPN. And she would like to hold up signs that say, Don and Mike are a gay.
You know, I don't see why that wouldn't be possible. And I was thinking as I was watching the Orioles game the other night,
mm-hmm.
what a mistake we made
yeah.
by not getting somebody to hold up a sign right behind home plate.
Sure.
You know, you've got those people who sit in those 15 to 20 seats
yep.
That are directly behind home plate, the people who are on television every single pitch.
They get in. They get away with incredible things back there. You know, it's they can do it because they paid for the ticket, and all they'd have to bring is a tiny little sign. We wouldn't even need a really big poster.
Our only hope now is that St. Louis wins, because that's the city yeah. that we got left. We are not on in New York. We are not on in Atlanta. However,
right.
we are on in St. Louis.
So we can get somebody to sit behind home plate in St. Louis and and hold up a sign. It'll be great in the World Series.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. So a hot pink sign would work.
A hot pink sign yes. at a rodeo, I'm not sure how much crowd you're going to get directly, like, behind home plate at a rodeo.
Yeah, hot pink would work, of course, with the whole thematic of us being a gay, but you might want to go just with the basic black. Black on white would probably get the best camera picture.
Okay, and she's got good seats.
All right. Well, what is a good seat at a rodeo?
Good seats at a rodeo, it means you don't get hit.
All right.
Okay.
And are we going to do our gay and lesbian rodeo again this year? You know, I don't even know when the gay and lesbian rodeo time is. Is it past?
October. October is National Gay and Lesbian Rodeo Month.
Well, we're too full up in Rocktober.
Rocktober is a busy month.
We got too much happening. Hello, Reno. You're on Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Another AAA rate.
What?
Hey,
Now, what did you say? Your phone broke up there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Did you guys happen to catch Kathy Lee showing off her nose hairs this morning?
Yeah,
she's talking about her book, and all of a sudden she's mentioning that one of her nostrils is smaller than the other, and she has, I couldn't believe it. Kathy Mee has the camera pan in on her nose, she turns her little old nose up, and she does a flare with both nostrils like a
really? Pole. You know, one nostril smaller than the other, she holds that nose up in the air so often that perhaps she's got it angled, one is angled to the growing side a little more.
Or maybe one is bigger than the other because one's been used a little bit more.
Yeah, pick a winner.
Rearrange the furniture.
Kathy Lee going up to her third knuckle.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Oh,
imagine
Reed.
That. Kathy Lee just picking her boogers and eating them.
Oh, my Reach. Yum, yum.
Hello.
Kathy Lee's eating her boogers again.
Hey, for God's sake, take a look at that. Look at that. She's up to her third knuckle. I've never seen a lady pick a nose like Kathy Lee does. Oh, God, she ate it.
Hello.
Hello.
Boise, Idaho.
Hi, this is Michael again. I played that.
You played
Sheryl Crow tape that was wrong.
You played what?
That Sheryl Crow tape that was wrong, and you guys did the...
Well, listen, you were not the only person that's called and thought that Sheryl Crow has mentioned my name in her song. But
yeah, I heard a couple other people.
She doesn't know me from Adam, so I'm positive that's right. What do you have for us this time?
She's no Giselle Fernandez, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Jerry Spence, How to Argue and Win Every Time. I thought it's his self-help type tape. And
we're going to have Jerry Spence on the show like in a half hour here. He's coming by.
Yeah, the guy who screened me asked me to play a section here. It's on credibility detectors like Mike's crap detector.
Oh, all right. Let's hear. You know, right. I've heard that Jerry Spence has self-help tapes. Let's hear some of this.
Okay, here goes.
Now let's explore the incredible power of credibility.
Can you hear it?
Yep.
This is the lock. No one listens to me.
Yeah, except it sounds like the Charlie Brown teacher.
Who am I? Here's the key.
What?
Anyone can be credible, but we must risk telling the truth about ourselves.
Huh?
One can stand as the greatest orator the world has known, possess the quickest mind.
Listen, no offense if he's listening. The only thing that tape would motivate me to do would be to turn off the tape recorder.
Yeah, I have to be...
All that would do for me.
Yeah, and it's not similar to the crap detector, which is a natural gift, and you can't put it on
right.
the tape.
Hello, Tampa, Florida.
Radio gods.
Hi, you're on the air.
I work at a Blockbuster here in Largo, Florida. I want you to know, as of Saturday, the Don and Mike selections are up.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Now, I don't have the actual list. I want to know if I can leave an address to get the list, but we have about 35 videos up there, and we made our best attempt at first.
Oh, now, you mean, so this is not one of the authorized blog. You would be one of the vigilante. Bootleg. Yeah, bootleg Blockbuster.
Oh, man. Boy, that's a difficult decision. Should we encourage the bootlegging, the pirating, and give him the list of the special Don and Mike films?
Yeah, why not? Well, you know, we still have our section up, although we don't talk about it much. We have our special section in over 250 Blockbusters in Washington, Maryland, Virginia, and parts of Pennsylvania.
There's no reason it can't be in every city we're in.
Listen, just make sure that you have Zorro the Gay Blade. That's my favorite. And what would your number one choice be?
Ah, boy, that's tough for me, but I think you got to go with Patton for me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's us right there.
Zorro the Gay Blade meets Patton.
I work at a Blockbuster, too.
Uh-oh, is this our Bob Dole guy?
It's Bob Dole.
All right, what do you got today?
Bob Dole. I just work at a Blockbuster, taking time off the campaign.
Okay. You don't have nothing funny today?
Nothing funny.
All right.
All right. Don't get up on that ladder.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Right, hi.
Hey, they're saying, my name's Ben out of Sioux City. I'd like to play a clip for you off this old series called The Prisoner. Used to air back in Britain.
No, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Listen, just let me play the tapes, folks. Yeah. Hello.
F. Timmy. How you like them apples?
What?
F. Timmy. F. Timmy. Which Timmy? Is he talking about Timmy O'Bibane?
I don't know.
Must be.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Tom Mike.
You're on the air.
Oh, I am. Cool.
Hi.
Hey, I'd just like to say that of us young males who are living through you.
Who are living. That's living. What Rudy does every weekend. He goes out livering.
Oh, is that what I said? I'm sorry about that. Well, I think you should go and get that car.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. So you're not married?
You are the chosen
no.
one.
I'm just one of those poor slobs who are just...
Schlobs.
Yes, who are just
schlobs who are livering.
Yes, who are livering for you.
Okay, thank you.
Have some pie.
Gonna get that car. Gonna run you over. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, do you guys know that Sherry Liquor's on 991 HFS now, the morning product?
Yes.
Yes, I've listened to the show, and it's an interesting program.
So how do you like it?
Oh, it's fantastic. I find I am riveted to the show.
It's always so painful when someone leaves the nest.
Yeah.
So how's she doing? I mean, you think she's better on your program?
What do you think?
Of course.
Of course. Anyone who leaves this show makes a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm. I love the show. Great job.
Yeah, thank you for complimenting our show.
You're welcome.
Very nice.
I think that it's very, very sad when someone leaves this program.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
But they are, whoever they are sentenced to eternal damnation.
That's correct.
Yeah. At least professionally.
that's the little rules that we write. And they're right on the door when you come in here. Hook up with this show. Leave it. That's it. It's like the mafia. You're in it for life.
You're dead to us now. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
My birthday's today.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, let me get out my ice pick.
All right. So you ready to be spanked?
Yes, I am.
How old are you?
20.
20. And what's your first name?
Megan.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Meg Ryan.
Oh, even better. Will you be a good girl, please, and pull down your pants?
All right.
You pull down your underpants?
Got it.
Always love that part.
Pull them down past your knees. Take them off.
Yeah, could you step out of them, please? Would you mind doing that for us?
Okay, I got it.
Now, is there a hard wooden chair nearby?
Sitting on one.
Okay, I need you to bend over that chair.
All right.
How old are you today?
I'm 20.
20. Okay, here we go. 1.
Ow.
2.
Ow.
3.
Four, ow.
5. 6.
Ow.
7. 8. 9. 10.
Don?
Yeah.
If I may, I'd like to spank her with my keys.
Wow. Just a taste, my good man.
All right, okay, where are we?
How are you going to spank her with your keys?
Well, I'm going to do it like this. Here
we go. 11. 12. 13.
Ow.
14.
Ow.
15. 16. 17. 18.
Wow.
19.
Ow.
I'm waiting.
Oh, 20. She was 20 years old.
Oh, I thought she was 24. I'm sorry.
No,
my mistake.
20.
My mistake.
That old, yeah.
20.
20. Well.
Hi, sweetheart.
thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Hello.
Trying to get that sound right. I was really looking like I was dancing around here like Richard Simmons. 11, 12.
Looked like a fag. Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
I know you ain't no fag, Mike.
Nah, ain't no fag.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Don.
Yes, I am.
Buy the car, man.
All right. Well, thank you. Easy for everybody to say. Everybody to say who's not married to my wife. Right.
Now, are you saying Don should buy the car because you genuinely think you should buy it, or are you saying that because you know that if he does buy the car, there will be further eruptions of violence between him and his wife on the radio?
I want the further violence.
The further violence. Yeah. Honest man.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
He is living through my liver.
Yes.
Or whatever that other caller is.
He's livering you. He's livering you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And now silence. Yes, you talk when...
Yeah, I want there, Don and Mike.
You see, you talk when we talk, and then there's silence when we leave time for you to talk.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay. Okay.
So I wonder if you can do something about the Portland station up here.
I beg pardon?
The Portland station.
I beg pardon?
Portland, Maine.
I beg pardon?
They keep on cutting you guys off.
I'm very, very sick.
They keep on cutting you guys off.
Hello? Hello?
Yay.
Perfect.
Dad, the Portland station keep on cutting you guys off. All
now, how about them apples?
Come on. I just thought you'd like to know that.
Hello?
They keep on cutting you guys off.
Would you identify yourself?
My name's Kevin.
Okay, well, I'm Major Bill Smith.
They keep on cutting you guys off. They cut you guys off a half an hour before you were supposed to end last week.
All right. For what? For what? For what?
For some stoop. They want to talk to coaches of the Portland Pirates.
Yes. All right. Listen, how many times do we have to explain this to people who listen up and down the line? Our stations that broadcast our show, if they have existing contracts with sports teams and such, at times it means we will be preempted.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that. I mean, they also, during your show, they ran a commercial right when you were talking.
Occasionally, you're going to have continuity errors on the broadcast. It happens.
I just thought you guys would like to know because I listen to your show every day.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you, Mr. Helper. We appreciate that.
Bye.
Thanks, Forrest.
Bye.
Bye. Hello. Don and Mike show. You know, why is it even when the calls are so sucky that I can't stop taking them?
I know. It's an addiction, like Lay's potato chips.
Hello?
Yes. Good afternoon.
Yes. Hello.
Back to the East.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, how'd, on that game on Sunday, I'm a Patriots fan up here in Providence area.
Yes.
The game started turning bad when it came across that interception in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, the Patriots more or less lost face after that. You noticed that?
What the hell is he talking about? All I know is I got a guy for the Patriots. His last name is Gaish.
Gaish. Yeah, I saw that guy, Gaish. Nice Gaish.
And the announcer, the guy on Fox, said it like that. Said, that's Gaish.
Gaish is having a pretty good game. Pretty good game for Gaish.
The same way that we say Gaish.
Gaish.
Nice Gaish.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, sorry about your team yesterday.
Yeah, I know, and it doesn't hurt your team's record at all, does it?
What are you talking about? What do you think? What
5-1?
Oh, you're talking about the Redskins?
Yeah, the Redskins. Five.
All right. He's a disgruntled Patriot fan.
Gotcha. Okay. Hello. Oops. Don and Mike show. Last call. You're the last caller.
Yes, Bob Dole. I'm 80. I would like to get a birthday spanking.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to have to be banned now because I think you've overstayed your welcome.
This is a different Bob Dole caller, I think.
No, it ain't. It's the same one.
So, well, listen, you're banned then.
No.
Yes.
For how long?
A month.
Until the election?
Yeah, until the election, you're banned. Listen, I liked it when you would call in sometimes and say something that was kind of related to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
But, like, this is two bad calls in a row now, so I'm sorry. No. You are banned to the crotch of Dennis Murphy.
That's always fun. All right.
All right. Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bob Dole.
I know. I'm aware.
There's something about it you just can't. And we hung out for that, and he gave it to us.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Hi, this is Pearl Calhoun, resident. Please leave a message and we will get back with you as soon as possible. But in the meantime, enjoy this song and may God bless you real good.
They're sick. Sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right off the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
And I'll say this. Those are some sick, sick, sick people.
Okay, they won
mentally
yesterday.
Sick.
Saints won.
I thought it was horrible, disgusting, embarrassing, shameful. It's stuck.
Right.
Yeah. People are sick when they do something like that.
Sick in the head.
Absolutely friggin' sick.
Sick in the head.
Those are sick people. Sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
Yeah, picked him. Picked him yesterday. Did you pick him? Yeah, you know, I know we go through in our head. Would you have picked him on Friday?
Yes, I would have picked him. Good for you, John.
What do you think I'm going to say, Mike? Listen, we got to hurry because we have Jerry Spence coming in here. Let's do our patented 60-second interview. And this time, really, because of a time constraint, we got to keep it to 60 seconds.
60 seconds. We can handle that.
And here is the story from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Kingston Kong offered $10,000 to find the source of a rumor that his Chinese restaurant uses cat meat. He needs search no more, says a professor at the University of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor, he says, is urban folklore, and it will pass. They had an inspection of the restaurant, and they showed that no cat meat was being used.
All right.
Let's call now the...
20 minutes from alley to plate.
The Kingston Kong Panda Restaurant.
Cat!
It's what's for dinner.
You know, I wouldn't knock it until you've tried it. I'd eat it. Somebody served it to me.
I know you would.
I'd eat it. I'd eat a big plate of it. If you spice it up a little bit, I might eat it grilled. You know, if it was clean.
I don't eat that. You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Elvis.
Yeah, me and Elvis. Thanks, Buzz.
And Reggie Branch.
Yes. Hello?
That's Panda.
Yes, hello. Is this Kingston Kong?
Okay, Mendes is calling.
Yes, hello. This is Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show from Westwood One Entertainment. And I wanted to know if you got any cat meat there today. We heard the story about the rumor that you were using dead cats in your Mugu Gai Pan there.
No, this interpretation is not true.
And Kingston Kong has offered $10,000 to find the source of that rumor that that the panda uses cat meat.
Okay, you hold on, okay?
Oh, yes.
Hold to him.
Well, we only have 60 seconds.
Okay. Could you tell us, Kingston answered the phone?
Kingston himself.
Kingston's there. I hope he answers the phone. It's like, yes.
Yeah.
Hello, Captain.
Hello.
Yes. Like Sulu from Star Trek.
Yes, we're looking for Kingston Kong.
Yes, he's coming, okay?
Well, that's like a great disc jockey name, huh?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Kingston Kong.
Kingston Kong.
And doing the traffic up in the helicopter, here's Fay Wray.
That would be Fay Lay.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
He's on the way.
Oh.
He's away?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just wanted to call because we read the story about the cat meat and... Wanted to get the lowdown from you. Who came in to do the inspection?
Kingston Kong.
No, who came in to give the restaurant the inspection?
Okay, you hold on. He's coming, okay?
No. Kingston is coming to the phone now.
He has all the answers.
We have broken the rule now. We have already exceeded our 60-second interview time. But, hey, you know, we're supposed to interview this guy, Kingston Kong.
Kingston Kong.
The hell kind of name is that?
I think Jerry Spencefield's driving in right now hearing this on the radio. That's right. You're coming up next on our show, buddy.
That's right. You're going to be on the Don and Mike Show, the stupidest show in America.
You may represent
the
restaurant.
Can I help you?
Yes, hello, Kingston.
Yes, I am.
Kingston Kong. Hello. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, doing our national radio show right now. We wanted to put to bed all those rumors that we're hearing that you're using cat meat.
Yeah, we heard that you offered $10,000 to find the source of a rumor that your restaurant uses cat meat. Is that true?
That's true, sir.
I want to tell you where I heard that from. I heard that from a man named Ken Stevens.
And Ken Stevens knows usually what he's talking about.
Now, I want to tell you, have you heard of the name Ken Stevens before?
No, sir.
He works for Infinity Broadcasting, and he was recently in... Now, your store is in Fayetteville, Arkansas, right?
Yes, sir.
He told me that he was in Fayetteville, and he ordered the Mugu Gai Pan, and that it tasted like...
What kind of show it is?
What's that?
What kind of show it is? Are you a newspaper?
Well, no, we're doing a radio show right now.
Oh, radio show?
We're on the air right now.
Well, and I'm telling you that there was a man named
too
Ken...
Too easy, so why don't you come to eat?
Well, we'd love to come to eat there, but Ken...
Hello?
Kingston?
Hey. Hello?
Hi, I'm Ken Stevens, and this is a mighty tasty egg roll. Maybe I'll put just a little duck sauce on this egg roll. Let me just bite into the egg roll. Oh, that is yummy. Yummy!
Just a taste, my good man.
Just a taste of egg roll. Kitty cat egg roll.
Oh, come on, Kingston.
I got one that we could do.
And the restaurant, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to order two egg rolls and an order
703-591.
I'd like to order an order of General Cho's cat.
Sorry. Okay.
Well, he's trying to do the caller ID thing on us, but
hey,
nice
to know that he can turn the tables on.
I blocked out the number though.
All right. Call him back.
Okay.
Hey, Nick. Nick, come in here and speak Korean to this guy.
Yeah, speak Korean to him.
Hey, Nick, come here. Talk Korean. Tell this guy we're just goofing with him.
Yeah, explain what's going on.
Speak your native tongue. I'll tell you when he picks up. Okay, go ahead, Nick.
Hello.
You say something in Korean.
It was hello?
Did he hang up again?
No, he's here. Hello?
What's going on?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Are you a radio station?
Yes.
Yes, and we're calling just about the story, and then it got a little...
Well, it's kind of bothering us, so would you please don't call again?
Well, we just wanted to find... We wanted to tell you that we heard
but
from...
You sound like joking. You make fun of us.
Nick, why don't you speak to
tell him hello.
It's not right, sir.
Come on, Nick.
Hello. If you want to...
Speak Korean to him.
It was hello.
I can't accept it.
여보세요, 안녕하세요. 저 닉 조인데요.
You call again, and I'm going to call you again.
네, 저는 중국 음식을 많이 안 좋아하거든요.
Well, that's the end of that tune.
What did you just say to him?
I said, Koreans love Chinese food.
Okay, well. All right, well, the guy was kind of pissed off. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's so much. There are the toe-tapping touch tones spurting out of your radio, making a kanuki mess like you know who.
Hey, how are you?
Let me just take a winner right now. Let's not even wait for the calls to cycle through. Let's take our first caller for Halloween tickets. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike program.
Yeah, who's this?
Program, this is Don and Mike. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Mohammed from Virginia, recently.
Ah, Mohammed.
Hello, Mohammed. That's great. It's good to hear from you.
How you doing?
Yes, hello, Abu. You win tickets to our Halloween bash.
That's okay.
You mean that's okay because you're happy, or that's okay you don't want to go?
I'm fans of you, man.
What?
I'm fan of you.
Are you excited about winning tickets to our Halloween party?
I'm very, very excited. Yeah.
I am friend to all dotheads.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Veta. He is
very, very.
Well,
what's the deal?
What's the deal, Don?
All right. Well, here you go. You've won a pair of passes to our big Halloween party at the grand opening of Regal Cinemas Courtside 14.
Yeah.
And that's in Sterling, Virginia on Halloween Day. You and a guest get free movies. They have 14 different theaters. And somebody gets a 2-year lease on a Jeep Wrangler, courtesy of Dulles Jeep Eagle Subaru. And we will give that car away during our show.
That's great. I'm a drive to Somalia.
And you might win, except I'm going to rig it so that no foreigners can win.
What?
But, Mohammed, we thank you for joining Kingston Kong on Don and Mike's International Spotlight.
That's discrimination, man.
Yes, you're goddamn right.
That's discrimination.
That's right.
And don't be fool, man.
Deal with it, man. No foreigners.
No foreigner. I'm in USA. You are a foreigner, too. What's the big deal?
Are you getting upset, Mohammed?
Yeah, I'm about to come and kick your ass, you guys.
You're about to what?
Wait a minute.
To kick your ass.
Oh, my God, Mohammed. You're getting upset. You know, we're joking.
You and your dothead take a chill pill.
Is that right?
Yes.
He's a joke man always.
Yes, always a joke man.
He's always the joke man.
Let me say, no foreigner.
Haven't you heard it before when I've said no colored people?
Yeah,
that's a joke. Colored people can come, just like you dotheads can come.
It's a joke, Mohammed.
Well, you have a Nick already, the Korean guy. Even he can speak Korean.
Yes, we have a Korean guy on the show. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. He'll be there too.
Yeah.
Yes, the Don and Mike show is an equal opportunity offender. We welcome everyone, and everyone has a chance to win the car, Mohammed.
I know. I'm really very excited. I'm all every day.
So now, Mohammed, you don't want to kick our ass now, right?
Just kidding. I was just kidding.
You were just kidding. Good. Everybody was kidding. All right.
You just wait till that day. You wait. Somebody who's white with blonde hair and blue eyes will win that car. That's the way we run this show, Mohammed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, Mohammed.
So,
When I gonna go?
How do I get it?
How do I get? Hold on, we'll tell you.
How do I get it? Yeah.
Yes, we have tickets for you.
Internet. Yeah.
Yes, we have tickets for you.
And I appreciate this really.
All right, and thank you very much, Muhammad, for listening.
We
do appreciate that.
Mike.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Muhammad.
Dan and Mike, kick ass.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
Muhammad was nice to us. Everything's fine, and who knows? We might get a free trip to the airport out of it.
We'll be. Hey, good stereotype, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
We'll be right back.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WKFK.
F. Lee Bailey taking a moment to check his notes as he continues his cross-examination of O.J. Simpson from ABC News.
This photograph of a blonde woman.
My former wife, Nicole Brown Simpson.
Now, you've described how you walked through the shrubbery, I believe you said from off the picture, as you were looking at a photograph of the scene and could view Nicole Brown Simpson, but did not have a very good view of the other victim.
Ronald Goldman.
Mm-hmm.
I think many people would not have witnessed the desperate place I was in.
Okay. Well, on another subject, just briefly. My understanding is that in all probability, there might be great media attention to this particular homicide.
The news media?
Mm-hmm.
Since the day of my arrest, they had received more letters from me in one day than they had for all the other prisoners.
But a lot of phone calls came in about that, didn't they?
The jail's phone was just ringing off the hook. 401-3970.
Superito. Because of you, they'll be right over. The Don and Mike Show.
Here's a channel check. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, Westwood One Entertainment.
Do I stress you out?
Yeah, it's a national show.
My sweater is on backwards.
It is. Sometimes we have to pinch ourselves.
And we're on a Mobile, Alabama News Talk. Yeah. WABB 1480. Tampa Bay, Florida. 1010 Talks, WQYK, and in Sacramento, Hot Talk, KHTK. Now, here he is on the telephone because he says he's stuck on the beltway or something.
Oh, bummer. I wanted to meet him.
Here is a
looking at all these cars and all this traffic, and I don't know where you guys, you know, where did all these cars come from?
All right, now here is Jerry Spence. We welcome him, even if he's on the telephone.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for being on the show.
He's like a legitimate guest for this show.
Yes, this gives our show just a bit of credibility. Of course, while you're on, then after you're off, the credibility will be completely lost.
Mr. Spence, do you have on your Daniel Boone jacket?
I have my, you know, fringe jacket. If I didn't wear my fringe jacket, you guys would feel cheated. You'd say, how come you didn't wear your fringe jacket?
How many of those do you own, sir?
Now, you know, I wonder why people always want to know about that. Do you think it's a hygiene problem?
Absolutely. I couldn't. That is absolutely dead on, yes.
I got two or three of them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So listen,
Imogene says, sitting here by me, she makes them. She says, I have 14 of them.
Imogene? Wow. Imogene Coco or another Imogene?
No, Imogene, my darling Imogene. She's my wife.
Ah. Hey, listen. Loved watching
you. She makes them by hand for me, and I wear them because there's something that has to do with having something around you that makes you feel loved.
This whole O.J. thing is a true tragedy and a travesty.
Now, wait a minute. You guys, I'm going to talk to you about O.J., but you got to make me a deal.
Yes. Okay, sir.
You got to talk to me a little bit about my book.
Listen, you are an attorney. Listen, I can tell we're talking to a lawyer.
And I'll tell you, the way that we normally do this with somebody is exactly what you're laying out. What we'll say to you is, talk to us about what we like to, and then I'll give you 60 seconds to talk about your book.
Well, you like the book because it's a hell of a lot more interesting than the O.J. Simpson case. I guarantee it. I guarantee it, and if any of your listeners buy my book and don't think it's a lot more interesting than the O.J. Simpson case, they can send it to me and I'll give them their money.
The making of a country lawyer.
All right, well, listen, I'll tell you what. I'll show you, as a show of faith, give me some music, some background music. Mr. Spence, I will give you the commercial up front. Okay, now how's that?
That ain't too bad.
All right, now let me get some music. What would you like? Would you like God Bless America? Would you like This Land Is Your Land?
Well, how about Home on the Range? That sounds a little better to me.
Home on the Range.
It's one of those Western guys, you know. He wants that prairie feel. Do we have Home on the Range?
No,
I used to sing that when I was a little boy.
I got When Johnny Comes Marching Home.
Home on the Range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Where never is heard.
Seldom is heard.
The discouraging word.
And the skies on a cloudy all day. How's that?
All right, listen, here we go. We're going to run When Johnny Comes Marching. Here you go, Mr. Spence. 60 yes. seconds. Go ahead. Talk about your new book.
Oh, are you going to give me 60 seconds to talk about it?
Yes, then we're going to talk about how guilty O.J. Simpson is.
Okay, well, I want to tell you about my new book because it talks about how a country boy born in Wyoming, raised in Wyoming, practiced all his life in Wyoming, got to be whoever people think I am now. Has to do with what a lawyer ought to be. I started out doing all the things that a lawyer shouldn't do when I finally got to be one. And I did a lot of things that I shouldn't have done before I got to be a lawyer, and it's all in the book. You can learn about, they can learn about the turning points in my life, about my mother's suicide, that's in there, about how that affected me, and about how that affects a young man. There's a lot of stuff in there about all of the crimes and sort of social crimes. Ultimately,
Mr. Spence, as you can see, that buzzer means your 60 seconds was up.
Okay, I'll give you 60 seconds.
This murderer, this awful person, how in God's green earth did he ever get off, Mr. Spence?
Well, it was easy. He got off because the prosecution didn't prove him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
And you yourself, your opinion, is he guilty or innocent?
In my opinion, what?
Is he guilty or innocent?
Well, I have suspicions. Let me tell you where you always go wrong when you take those kinds of positions. You go wrong because, first of all, you don't try people on suspicions. You try them based upon the evidence that's presented.
Listen, Mr. Spence, we do on this show.
In this case, we didn't hear all the evidence that the jury received, and on the other side of that matter, the jury didn't hear all of the evidence that we heard over the media and read in the newspaper. So a jury tried this case on the evidence that they had, not on the evidence that you know or didn't have. Now, the second thing that you need to consider is the fact that this jury wasn't like you and me. This jury had a different set of experiences than we did. You know, suppose you're a black person, just pretend for a minute that you're a black person. You've lived all your life in the black neighborhoods in L.A. In come the white police every morning, occupy you like occupying troops, commit every kind of atrocity that you can think of against you, and leave and go back and live in their white communities. And then you're chosen as a juror, you black person, and put on a jury, and you're asked to believe the testimony of the likes of a racist like Mark Furman. Now tell me what you might do.
I say O.J.'s a murderer. I'm sorry. The thing is, obviously,
you
I
have
can't
to believe the police. And if you believe the police, okay. If you don't believe the police, be based upon your experience, if they're not believable, if they're a lying bunch of bastards, well, then you aren't going to believe them.
So, all right, now listen. Here's a new question.
That's simple.
New question for you. How can you explain the success of Larry King?
Pardon?
This is a phenomenon that I cannot find the meaning to. You've been on his show many times. Can you explain to us why Larry King continues to have a television show and a newspaper column?
Why does he have a television show and a newspaper
Absolutely.
Column?
Absolutely. That is the question, Mr. Spence.
You mean, why is he so widely acclaimed and accepted?
There you go.
Yes.
You want to know why he's successful?
Yes. Right. I don't see it.
Okay. Well, first of all, I think Larry King's a good guy. He's a nice man. I know him well. And he's, I'll tell you something else about him. And this is what I really like about people. And if I knew you, I could maybe say the same about you. I don't know you well enough to know. But he never forgot where he came from. If you go to a party where Larry King is and there's all of the fancy celebrities and all the rest, you know who's at that party? His old buddies from the Bronx. Old guys that don't amount to anything, you know, in the public eye, but people that he never forgot.
Like Sandy Koufax?
And there's some other things about him. When he talks to you, he looks at you. He listens to you. And he sounds and he listens to you in a way so that he can hear what you're saying to him.
Yes.
Like he cares what you're saying to him. He's very good. He's a very good interviewer. So
you're a friend of Larry King.
I've always been a friend of Larry King.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, and last question. What do you think about this guy, Kardashian?
I think he's a jerk.
All right, would you elaborate on that?
I think that the last... it's almost as if we've scraped the bottom of the barrel, you know, to come up with people like that in the legal profession. I mean, this man has apparently violated not only the ethics of a lawyer, but the ethics of a friend. the ethics of a human being. And, I mean, how many more kind of obscenities are we going to see in this O.J. case?
Yeah, I'm going to...
If what I have heard is true, he has violated the last kind of ditch kind of ethic that a lawyer and a human being has for another human
being.
All right,
I'm going to ask you to do something that's very difficult for a lawyer to do. This is why I want to ask this. I want you to give...
Be careful.
I want a one-word assessment of each individual mentioned. Just one word. You can only give us one word.
Who?
First, O.J.
O.J. Simpson.
One word.
Oh, he's a poor sucker.
Okay,
that was two words.
Johnny Cochran.
He's slick.
Larry King.
Competent as well.
Robert Shapiro.
He's a friend.
Geraldo Rivera.
He's competent as well. He's gaining competence.
You can't do it.
Major Bill Smith.
Who?
Major
exactly.
Bill.
Exactly.
Big Barn. Perfect. I don't know who the hell you're talking about.
Right. Hey, all right, listen, you've been such a good sport. I'll give you another 30 seconds here. Here's a free 30 seconds for you to advertise your book, which is called The Making of a Country Lawyer. Go ahead.
Well, that's awful nice of you. This is a book about the making of a country lawyer. It's a book that I've tried very hard to write. I write it myself. I write my books myself. It's a book that's written out of the heart that tells, you know... I think the bottom line of the book is that when we suffer adversity, when we suffer trauma and hurt and injury, that those ultimately become the great gifts we have. And
that's the buzzer. That's your 30 seconds.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Spence. We would have given you...
You were fun. You guys are great.
Yeah, we would give you more time if we could see you. I wish I could see you, you handsome son of a bitch. I'd give you a kiss. I love watching you on TV. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so we got somebody real on the show.
Yeah. That was Jerry Spence, and the book is The Making of a Country Lawyer, and he's on TV. He's the guy that wears the Daniel Boone jacket.
You might be interested in his previous book, more interested in his previous book, How to Argue and Win Every Time.
All I know is that I look here in the index, and I'm looking for Simpson.
Uh-huh.
I don't even see the name O.J. Simpson one time.
Well, this book is about Jerry Spence's life, not about anything.
Maybe that's by
recently design.
He didn't include anything about Simpson in there. Who am I to say?
But Jerry, if you're listening, yeah, I'll speak in pig Latin. O-A-J equals A, unime, okay?
And you know, when you ask that one word question of lawyers, they can't do it.
Impossible.
It's impossible for you.
Yeah, he had to keep getting the buzzer there.
Sure.
All right. Well, there he is, Jerry Spence. I guess it was almost better having him on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
With his big, long-winded answers. Mr. Jerry Spence.
All right.
I beg your pardon.
We will be right back to Talk Sports with Rudy Martsky.
He didn't know Smith.
From USA Today.
WJFK. Well, this is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine, Mr.
Are you
Cook.
Donald or Domingo?
For you, I will be Domingo.
We're
doing our afternoon show in the afternoon. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready for some Rudy Martsky?
Oh, I can't get enough Rudy.
You know, that's going to be a hell of a game tonight. At the Green Bay and San Francisco.
Big, big matchup.
Up there at Lambeau Field. Here he is now. Here is Rudy Martsky. He's a workaholic. Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, guys?
Rudy from USA Today. Hey, let me do this as Rudy begins his report. How would you like this? We'll take call number 100 through call 110.
Yeah.
We'll have 10 winners here. Okay, if you want to join us at our Halloween show.
Good.
Be a caller number 100 through caller 110 at 1-800-636-1067. You win passes for the grand opening of the Regal Cinemas Countryside 14.
Hey, Rudy, why don't you come out to our big Halloween show? You and the Mouse dress up and come out and join us.
We'll be there.
We will be giving away a 2-year lease on a 1997 Jeep Wrangler from Dulles Jeep Eagle Subaru. You must be present to win. So call right now. We'll give 10 people pairs of passes to join us on the 31st, which is Halloween. Rudy, when we were at the Rob Spiewak's wedding over the weekend, at some point, your wife was talking to my wife, and my wife is always crazy with me about renewing our vows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, Mouse said something to Frida about you guys renewing your vows in a few weeks, and you expressed an interest in having me DJ the reception. And I wanted to know if you were serious, because I was serious when I said I would love to do it.
We're serious. I mean, we were serious in Vegas a few weeks ago. Didn't pull it off, but because we missed the call, we missed the wake up call. But we'll
that's unusual.
Happy to have you do it, Don.
I would love to. There would
now
be...
you're gonna DJ it like with records and all that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, the big party for Rudy's. How long have you and Mouse been married?
30 years.
Wow. 30 years. I think I'd love
it's
to come
sentence.
To that.
It's a sentence.
Is Mike invited?
I better be.
Sure. Sure.
Is it going to be a big party?
Pardon?
Is it going to be a big party?
Well, yeah, if you're renewing for after 30 years, there ought to be one. And,
sure.
And we'll have a big one. Yeah, in another 2 or 3 weeks, we'll do it.
All right. Quite excellent. Well, now, there's a baseball game that comes on television at 7 o'clock, right?
Right. Fox has got Game 5 of that National League series. And you know, both of these LCS series... could be kind of bummers. And as you know, the Yankees already closed out the Orioles, and now Atlanta Braves could go by the wayside tonight by St. Louis.
All I know is that they better hope that that's a good game, because I got a feeling that there will be a lot of guys like me who will turn the baseball game on, but when 9 o'clock comes,
mm-hmm.
you know, or on the West Coast, 6 o'clock comes, you're going to be gone to go to that Packers game.
Football.
Well, the fortunate thing for baseball in this case, or Fox, is that they have the National League, which goes plays a much faster game than the American League. As you know, these American League games are lasting 3.5 to 4.5 hours. It was taking forever for the Orioles and the Yankees to play, but they don't have the designated hitter in the National League, and these pitchers make out so fast. So
you know, that reminds me of the good old days, Mike, when you and I used to care about baseball.
We used to argue about the designated hitter.
We used to have a whole big argument about the National League versus the American League.
I'll tell you something. If it really does significantly affect the time, I never knew that. I really didn't know that National League games would be a lot faster. Is it solely based on the designated hitter, or is it the better hitting in general in the American League?
No, there's more. I asked the guy over the weekend when we were up in the Baltimore for the Orioles-Yankees game. It took 4 hours and 16 minutes or so. And the guy says, well, they throw more fastballs in the National League, and as a result, there's either more strikeouts or more immediate outs. And the other thing is that DH, it has an effect. The National League games in a regular season take about 7 to 10 minutes longer than American League, they finish 7 to 10 minutes quicker than American League games, but in these playoffs, it seems like a half hour difference.
And listen, I got two things to ask you before we talk about Rob's wedding. First, I had Rudy on the Redskins pregame show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Very up to the minute, unlike his appearances on this show.
Oh, really?
And I mentioned that I will say this again on this show today, that Bob Costas, it's too bad that NBC doesn't have any more baseball games to do.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because it was quite obvious that he was really in his element and really digging, calling those games. And when Bob Costas is into an event, he has a way of talking that is educated, yet, you know what I mean?
Yep. He's a classy guy, too. Uh-huh. I saw him at the end of the game say, we will not be having any further baseball, but we'd like to say good luck to our colleagues, Tim McCarver, and he mentioned the other guy. And that's just, I got the impression that wasn't by design.
Oh,
nobody at the network told him to do that. That was all Bob Costas.
Oh, yeah, and at one point during the game, you know, they have to plug the other networks.
Right.
And so he says the National League will be on Fox. And then they go back to the action, and he goes, and speaking of Fox, on first base now for the Yankees is some guy who is named Fox. And he did a whole big rap about Fox.
Yeah, he handles it in a real nice way. And by doing that, I think it's not as big a deal, and so people probably don't notice it that much.
It's really such a pleasure to listen to Bob Costas do the game, because he's a funny guy, and he's a smart guy, and he knows his baseball, and... Well, how did you grade him out? Did you talk about him in your column today?
I don't give Costas an A-, as you guys. I give him an A because, hey, I'm the guy that gave him his first job out of college.
That's right.
I think you guys are familiar with that. The old Spirits of St. Louis of the ABA Basketball League. I was the GM of the team and hired Costas right out of college.
What did he do? What did he do for you?
He was our broadcaster, KMOX Radio in St. Louis.
That's great. Wow.
And he was, never mind.
He started Rudy Martsky, started Bob Costas' career.
Great.
Yeah. That's the first time I was a radio TV critic, didn't even know it.
Did you bother to watch that Fox pregame show this week, to see that annoying sound that they run in the background, the sound of the crowd? Did you notice it this time?
Don, I could not detect that. I really couldn't. I was watching it on
and off
because you're flicking back.
Or was he watching the Coors can?
The No, there was no quit. Now, by the way, I just came from Fast Eddie's where we had the golf tournament. These guys gave me a lot of static because it was a Coors TV set. But, hey, that's okay. I can handle it.
So, listen.
Yeah, Fast Eddie, who owns the pool hall, right, Rudy?
Yeah, right, the pool hall, yeah.
Rudy was at the pool hall today.
Now Rudy's new buddy is Fast Eddie, a guy that owns a pool hall. This is Rudy's new best friend.
Yeah.
Rudy, yeah. I also note today that in your column, you have in your dreaded glitch award, you have ABC losing the uplink single on Wisconsin, Ohio State. Would that be when you lost the picture when you were watching your television during Rob Spiewak's wedding?
Yes, that's when I put the when the toast by the best man was being given, and I shoved the TV set in my pocket, and the TV came on and ruined the toast. Yeah.
Only Rudy. Only Rudy. And now Rudy, Mike tells me that there was some socializing between you guys after the big wedding.
Yeah, thank you for your hospitality, yeah. Rudy. It's always a pleasure to go to the Martsky Estate.
Well, Mike appreciates because it's got a solid floor, apparently, our house does.
Yeah, I was raving about Rudy's floor. That's how loaded I was. I was saying, man, you got a great floor here, Rudy.
He must have been drunk.
I was stomping on it. It's a well-built home. You have a well-built house, Rudy.
Well, Don had to leave early, understand, to get ready for the, what it was, about a noon you start the Redskins pregame.
11 a.m., Rudy. 11 a.m. is when we start that thing on Sunday.
Yeah, but you got a great new TV, Rudy. I love that TV set of yours.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's actually going to be open for use tonight on this big Packers 49ers game.
Yes, now what type of rating will. I got to think that that'll be the number one rated show of the week this week of all the shows on TV. This is a huge game tonight, huh?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because ABC Monday Night Football is like the number three or four ranking show for the new season. Although now that some of these other ones like Seinfeld are rolling and ER, they might top it. But you got to figure it's going to be 1, 2, 3 Monday Night Football. Probably do about around a 20 rating because people are really waiting for this game. And the Packers are almost like America's new team, just a shade below the Cowboys.
And when does the World Series start? And that will only be on Fox, right?
Right. This year, Fox gets the World Series. Next year, NBC. There's a 5-year contract. Fox gets it 3 out of 5 years.
And when does the World Series start, then?
Actually, this coming Saturday night.
All right, well, that would be it. I'm done with you.
Okay, guys.
You got a nugget? You got something we wouldn't have known if we weren't talking to you, the guru of TV sports?
Well, yeah, right. As a matter of fact, I think you guys are pretty familiar with those Redskins now being 5-1.
Yeah.
And I think at this stage of the year, you got to figure that unless Gus Frot gets injured, he will be the Redskins quarterback for a long time to come. And that means that he, Shuler, after this season, can buy out... He can void the last 5 years of his Redskins contract if he wants to go. If somebody's telling him he can go somewhere else and play as a starter, but that means the Redskins would also have to pay him a $4 million bonus to get out of the contract.
All right, gotcha.
That's pretty interesting.
Thank you, Rudy. We will talk to you Friday.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Goodbye.
How you doing?
Yeah, it's a new giant TV. You know, with that eye that he's got,
yeah. You
can see it clear. He couldn't see a thing on that little beer can.
I forgot to mention, Rudy's got the wandering eye. Okay, we got our winners. We got our winners for our big Halloween show.
Yippee!
On the 31st. That's right. Our biggest Halloween show ever.
It's almost time, kids, for the Donna Mike Halloween party.
Now, listen to this. I wanted to talk about the place that we're going to be having the event at. Oh, but first, listen to the announcer.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
When we broadcast from this place, the Regal Cinemas Countryside 14, they'll have 14 theaters, and they're not like shoeboxes, okay?
Right.
They're big theaters with digital sound. They have love seats. They have sofas, plush seating with cup holders, armrests, rocking chairs, and love seats. They serve cappuccino, cookies. Well, I don't know why that was written down.
Cookies.
And bottled water.
And they're brand new, right? They're absolutely, this is the grand opening, right?
Yes. Tammy, next time, take the cookies off the card.
Get in there before the butt smell takes over.
somehow it takes away from the high tech when we announce that they serve cookies.
Cookies.
cookies are out of the card. Yes, and they'll have all that. And we're giving away a car.
Cotton picket cookies, Dodd.
We're giving away a lease on a Jeep Wrangler, 1997, two-year lease from Dulles Jeep Eagle Subaru. And here's your winners. It's Kim Horan, Greg Lissick, Charles Mossberg, Jennifer McPherson, Vince Savia, Rob Balder. Balder, I hardly knew her. Yvette Denny, Steve Fowle, Mike Grooves, and Bill Hirschman.
Boy, exquisite, my good man.
Here's the winners. And that's just a taste, my good man. Just a taste. We're going to be giving away 1,000 seats.
That's great.
To fill it up for our big Halloween show. Don't forget, you got to dress like somebody, and you must be there to win the Jeep. We'll be right back.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WKFK.
It's a pretty impressive bauble you got her.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
If a fellow gives a gift like that, he wants more than a piece of her heart, eh? Bit of a going down payment, huh?
Excuse me?
Oh, dear. Sink the sub. Hide the weasel, park the porpoise. Bit of the old Humpty Dumpty. Little Jack Horny. The horizontal mumbo.
Mrs. Starfire.
The bone dance, eh? Rumple foreskin, baloney bop, bit of the old cunning linguistics.
Mrs. Starfire, please.
Oh, dear. No, I'm sorry. I'm being a little graphic. Sorry. I hope you're up for a little competition.
I beg your pardon?
She's got a power tool in the bedroom, dear. It's her personal jackhammer. She could break a sidewalk with that. She uses it in the lights dim. It's like a prison movie. Oh. Maybe she hasn't chipped her teeth. Oh. I hope you bring cocktail sauce. And I don't mean dungeness. I'm being blunt as a spoon, aren't I? Forgive me. Oh.
Oh, you can be sure if it's the Don and Mike show.
All right, here they come again. No, we just did it. We got more stuff to give away. Let's take our call 100 right now. Good luck to you. 1-800-636-1067. That's the thing you do. Call right now. And it's 653 out here and 353 out there in between. As always, please check your wrist. And now with the last look at today's news, here is Buzz Durnank. Hello, Tuz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Maybe the only thing worse than a foul aroma is no aroma at all. Amazingly, we still know very little about the value of our sense of smell, but the nose knows, of course. The guy at the health food store may have a lot to say about aromatherapy, but as a science, we've barely caught a whiff so far. At the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in upstate New York, however, they're trying to sniff out the facts. Here's what they've found so far. A pleasant smell, like brewing coffee or baking pastry, brings out the good in people. The researchers from RPI used a shopping mall as their laboratory and found that people are more than twice as likely to perform a simple act of kindness with one of those good smells in the air. They made their point by asking strangers for change or by dropping pens to see who'd pick them up. And the researchers say bad smells bring out the worst in people. My information doesn't tell how they checked this, but they were in a mall, so draw your own conclusions. Suffice it to say, they found that unpleasant odors, like loud noises or hot weather, can make you anxious, nervous, or angry. So let a smell be your handshake, and remember, smell and the world smells with you.
That sounds scrumptious.
Stink, and you stink alone. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No! Yes! Thank you, Buzz! And yes, we gotta go. We got to go now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mo Color 100.
Hi, well, I guess there was some civility there.
Yes, sorry. You know, he did ask, but there was no greeting.
Just a taste, my good man. What is your name?
My name's Ed.
Ed, where are you from?
Tampa.
Well, congratulations, sailor.
Hold on. Hold on, Ed.
Thanks a lot.
Hold on, I got some stuff for you. Hold on a second.
Until we meet again.
La, la, la.
Adios. Au revoir. I'll be the same to win. And now, till we meet again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lawrence Welk Singers.
Adios.
Good night.
Adios. Au revoir.
Ed, you're a Tampan, huh?
Sure am.
And you want a Cinemax baseball hat?
Yeah.
Got movies on your mind? Turn to Cinemax. Over 200 great movies playing this month. Plus, you've won the grilled chicken sandwich as from Dave Thomas's Wendy's and a VHS copy of Winnie the Pooh, Spookable. Poobel Poo.
Cool.
That is from Walt Disney Home Video. And happy Halloween. Thank you for listening to Tampa, Ed.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. Hold the line, my friend.
Adios.
Adios. Good night. Oh, yes. Jerry Spence's book is called The Making of a Country Lawyer, and it's got lots of pictures and stuff inside it. So I urge you to go buy it.
I already read it. Yeah, I just read the pictures.
We will be broadcasting live on Halloween from Regal Cinemas Countryside 14. That's in Sterling, Virginia on Halloween night. We'll be giving away the 2-year lease of the 1997 Jeep Wrangler, and that's from Dulles Jeep Eagle Subaru.
All right.
Okay, gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow. You know, we never got to the Major Bill Phone Ho Theater.
You know, I am really looking forward to that. I don't think we've actually played that yet at all.
No.
I'm looking forward to it.
That'll be tomorrow. As a matter of fact, we got a lot of stuff that we got to cram into tomorrow's program, because Wednesday and Thursday of this week, radio's number one psychic will be joining us again.
So can I.
Oh, baby. Yeah! Allie Cunningham will be back.
Oh, man.
Or as Mike likes calling her, Miss Blue Balls.
Oh, yeah, well, she's the tease.
Oh, we'll see you then. Here in Washington, please stand by for our new friend, the Grease Man.
That sounds weird, but it's true. Yes, stand by.
That's it. We got to go. Thank you, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
And now, Mary Tyler Moore is currently on his honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to throw the hat today?
Jimmy.
How about who? Jimmy?
Jimmy.
All right. Oh, James Tiberius intern. Jimmy, Mr. Stink.
Jimmy, we'd like to see some very good dancing here.
And here we go. All the right. Lovely Mary Richards. You might just make it after all.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's a yeoman's effort. Nice job, Jimmy, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Tommy, Joe, me want Beyond You Show.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Peg and Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful, delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Still, a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long, and have a good night.
Adventures, adventures in Dickland.
Barney boy, there go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Country style.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right on!
Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox.
Yeah.
The number one man of all the jocks.
Yep.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Yeah.
Pull back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50.
Yeah!
You know his taste, it's oh so nifty.
Yeah!
Let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Oh, yeah.
Boss Radio.